This is Dr. David Price, and you're listening to Verse by Verse. Today, we continue our look at the Foreigner's Guidebook, based on Peter's first epistle. You know, an ambassador never represents their own kingdom's interests when they're stationed in a foreign country. They represent home, even while living somewhere else. And that's the picture that we've been seeing in this series so far, and it's the picture that Peter and Paul both want us to walk away with. Let's connect the dots. Peter writes, "You are chosen by God and scattered in the world. Your salvation is sealed by the Father's plan, the Spirit's ongoing work, and the Son's covenant blood. Because of that, you're called to live here as a citizen of somewhere else, resisting what wars against your soul," that's what 1 Peter 2:11 tells us, "and refusing to let this world pour you into its mold. Instead, choosing to be transformed from the inside out." That's what Paul told us in Romans 12:2. That's what it means to live as an ambassador. An ambassador doesn't operate from their own strength. Recall Peter's words at the end of verse 2. "May more and more grace and peace be granted to you." There couldn't be two greater spiritual provision for those living as foreigners than God's grace and God's peace. God's grace is His power working for your good. His peace is God's internal assurance despite all external disrupting. And neither one is static. Grace and peace, according to Peter, are multipliable. Whatever you need one day, God has more than enough supply for the next. Paul discovered this in his own weakness when God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness," 2 Corinthians 12:9. You don't have to feel strong enough to represent Christ well. His grace covers the gap when you feel the weakest. And in a world that offers plenty of counterfeit peace, Jesus gives us something different. He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives." That peace is what makes an exile able to live in confidence in a land that isn't home. And it's sufficient to get us through until the very moment He brings us to be with Himself. John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you." Friends, you are chosen, sealed, sent, and equipped, not to blend in, but to represent home while you're away. That's not a burden. That's your identity. So live like it. Join me next time for more of Verse by Verse.